This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. A three-day special sitting of the extended budget session of the parliament will begin today. The session, which will continue till the 18th of this month, will primarily focus on constitutional amendments of the Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam. The government will introduce three amendment bills to pave the way for the operationalization of the Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam Bill, which was passed in 2023, proposing 33% reservation for women in the Lok Sabha and state assemblies. Meanwhile, Congress President and Leader of Opposition in the Rajya Sabha, Mallikarjun Kharge, has said opposition parties are in favour of the Women's Reservation Bill but expressed apprehensions about the way in which the bill is being brought. Mr. Kharge was briefing media in New Delhi after an India bloc meeting.
The way in which they have brought is politically motivated. Therefore, we all have decided, all opposition parties will oppose this bill.
The country's first women president, Pratibha Patil, has written a letter to Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressing her support for the Women's Reservation Initiative. Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta said the Women's Reservation Bill is a landmark and far-reaching initiative that will significantly strengthen women's empowerment in the country. Campaigning is in full swing for assembly elections in Tamil Nadu and West Bengal. Top leaders of various parties are holding back-to-back rallies and roadshows to woo voters. Single-phase polling in Tamil Nadu and first phase of voting in West Bengal will be held on the 23rd of this month. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a massive roadshow at Nagarkoil in Tamil Nadu in support of NDA candidates. He accused DMK government in the state of misgovernance and corruption. The Prime Minister said that NDA will provide pro-people good governance to the state. BJP leader K. Annamalai at a public meeting in Singanallur accused the DMK and Congress of working together against the welfare of the people. Meanwhile, DMK leader and Chief Minister M.K. Stalin held a rally in Dharmapuri, while Deputy Chief Minister Udayanidhi Stalin held a poll meeting in Vasudevanallur. In West Bengal, senior BJP leader Amit Shah addressed a public meeting virtually in Darjeeling and held three poll rallies in Jalpaiguri and Kuch Bihar districts. Trinamool Congress Chief and West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee addressed a public rally in Uttar Dinajpur district. Ms. Banerjee said several welfare schemes have been implemented in the state for farmers, youth and women. Union Minister of State Harsh Malhotra and Delhi BJP President Virendra Sachdeva participated in a foot march at Madhavan Chowk in Delhi, where hundreds of women rallied in support of the Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam. Women from various parts of East Delhi marched from Nirman Vihar Metro Station to Lakshmi Nagar Metro Station, expressing strong support for the proposed legislation. Addressing the gathering, Union Minister Malhotra said, India is among the few countries where women already have 50% reservation in panchayats and municipal corporations. Bombay High Court has dismissed gangster Abu Salim's plea seeking early release from prison. The court termed the plea premature and misconceived, stating that the 25-year jail term under the extradition agreement cannot be reduced through the remissions. It noted that Salim, arrested in 2005 after extradition from Portugal, would complete the required term only in November 2030. BJP leader Samrat Chaudhary took oath as the new Chief Minister of Bihar at Lok Bhavan in Patna. Mr. Chaudhary is the first BJP leader to assume the top post in the state. Senior Janata Dal United leaders Vijay Kumar Chaudhary and Brijendra Prasad Yadav were also sworn in as Deputy Chief Ministers. Prime Minister Narendra Modi extended his wishes to Samrat Chaudhary on taking oath as the Chief Minister of Bihar. He also congratulated Vijay Kumar Chaudhary and Brijendra Prasad Yadav on taking oath as the Deputy Chief Ministers in the state. In IPL cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeated Lucknow Super Giants by 5 wickets at the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru. Put into bat first, Lucknow Super Giants are bowled out for their lowest total of the season, 146, with Mitchell Marshall's 40 being the highest score. Bengaluru pacer Rasik Salimdar claimed a 4-wicket haul, while Bhuvanesh Kumar took 3 wickets. In a reply, Royal Challengers Bengaluru overhauled the target for the loss of 5 wickets in 15.1 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.